going and sleeping in the woods. It has been said that in order to become a real mountain woman or a mountain man, one has to shit in the woods. But this is completely wrong. No matter how distant the expedition, I always brought a second tent with me. I had a battery-powered fan in there, a mirror, toiletries, and all the things that a sophisticated and cultured mountain man requires. I know that this may invite ridicule from all the unsophisticated and uncultured people, but I, at least independently, invented the second tent idea, and I am proud of my invention. In all the harsh adventures that I have been through, I have always been neatly smelling, clean shaven, and beautiful. Now that we took care of business, let me talk about sleeping in the woods in a slightly more serious fashion. Unless you are in bear country, where they have wolves, grizzlies, and venomous snakes, the most dangerous thing there is that can get you is your knife or your axe. So always wear cut-proof gloves and prefer a foldable saw over an axe. Cut away from yourself and your hands and have a first aid kit ready. Personally, I went to a hardware store, went to the woodworking section, and bought the meanest, sharpest, and most expensive handsaw I could find. And I was always the first to gather my firewood. I just mounted the saw on the outside of my backpack, so it never gave me any trouble. If you are going to sleep in Canadian wilderness, you will need a rifle, maybe a sidearm. I don't know if bear spray is a good idea. Frankly, it sounds like a spice. Well, unless you get it in addition to your firearms. And if you are going alone, consider learning to ride a horse so that she can keep watch duty while you sleep. Or just get a hard shell camper to be perfectly safe. Wilderness like Nordhaus or any wilderness without big red danger signs may have some black bears, but these are raccoon-minded. They may charge you, but if you make yourself bigger and meaner by extending your arms and yelling loudly, or just going for their jugular with your teeth, the black bears will run away. Always have a safe fire going before it gets dark. You start a fire by lighting match-sized sticks first, and then just go up in size, adding bigger and bigger sticks. I used to bring a fire starter with me, which is basically wood fiber and candle wax. They light easy and keep going until the large sticks are aflame. Oh, and you can never have too much firewood, so prepare a bigger pile than you think you may need for the night. Sleeping bags have ratings. Some are rated for summer weather, others for 32 degrees and even minus 15. But don't trust those numbers completely. If you are going to sleep in 50 degree Fahrenheit weather, get a sleeping bag rated for 32 degrees. You can always open it a little bit if it gets too warm, or just sleep on top of it. I had a cheap sleeping pad that went under the sleeping bag to isolate me from the cold ground, but it blew away in the wind once, and I never missed it. I slept on the ground in my sleeping bag and tent just fine, but I recommend you get an expensive inflatable one, as they don't weigh much. One time, I had visitors. A mom and her teenage daughter moved in nearby, which was unusual for Nordhaus, as people are supposed to camp far apart. Her daughter had an axe and immediately started chopping down a small and healthy tree. When I told her that this is a protected area and the tree is no good for firewood because it's wet and fresh, she made an expression that clearly and without a doubt stated that from this point on, she will hate me for as long as I freaking live. But get this, the mother neither had a tent nor a sleeping bag. She slept on the soft grass and probably enjoyed incredible views of the stars and the lake at night. So, yes, there are spiders, but there is an order of things in the woods. Neither spiders nor black bears will attack. Our ancestors slept on the ground on a pile of pine tree branches for hundreds of thousands of years, and they were just fine. But I must say that in 2019, on one of my short bicycle adventures, I've noticed tick warning signs, and ticks continued popping up in the news in 2020 and 2021. Just use a tent. And do a tick check before going to sleep. And stay out of tall grasses. Stick to the trails. Some people that do venture in deep woods like to duct tape their pants to their shoes. Use a bug repellent and be very careful with tick killer spray around animals. Sticking to the trails and sleeping in a tent will prevent all this tick nonsense. As to mosquitoes, use a repellent in the shape of a smoldering stick, and then spray yourself as well. Watch out for hot ash when moving the stick, and don't put it too close to your tent. So we arrive at the conclusion of this text, and a couple of short stories about my private personal experiences of sleeping alone in the woods. One time, I was playing chicken with a very distant thunderstorm. I watched it out on the horizon for a very long time. It was very far away, but I could see the flashes of lightning, and I was worried. I was staying atop a dune in an elevated location, and as my eyes got used to the darkness, the dune grass began glowing with blue static electricity. I lost that chicken game real fast and moved my camp to a temporary but safer location in the woods. It didn't rain. The storm remained on the horizon until it turned to rain on the other side of Lake Michigan. On another occasion, I've noticed some partygoers out on the less wild side of the woods. It looked like they were drinking and getting ready for a big party. I gathered my firewood, had a fire and a fine sausage, no spice, no ketchup, just the meat. It was from a gas station, but it tasted like the finest snack in the world. I set aside my art sketches for the night and put on an audiobook, and very quickly fell asleep. And woke up just as quickly. It was 11 p.m. or maybe 1 a.m., and it sounded scary. It was a scream, and it was getting closer. My first thought was witches and witchcraft. I sighed as I pulled out my hunting knife and readied for battle. When I awoke a little bit more, I remembered that foxes have that piercing, strange scream, and it sounded exactly like a fox, but a little bit longer. By this time, it was even closer, so I decided to press my headphones deeper in and go to sleep. Later, I heard multiple voices out there and realized that one of the tipsy people went to their car and then confused the terrain. They actually needed to walk another 5 minutes to get to their camp. Where they were at was just an area damaged by a tornado that in the dark looked a little bit like their campsite. I did want to go and help, but they should not have gone alone, and they obviously had alcohol in their system. Plus, they weren't in any danger out there. The last thing this person needed was to see a neatly smelling mountain man crawl out of the woods and start babbling something about screaming foxes.